It's here and now, and we've been following the debt crisis in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico, which went into default earlier this month. One of the big reasons for Puerto Rico's troubles is a brain drain. Tens of thousands of Puerto Ricans leaving the island each year to come to the mainland U.S. in search of better opportunities. One person who made the choice to leave is Emmanuel Carrasquillo. He's an account manager for a cell phone company in Florida now after leaving Puerto Rico last year. Emmanuel, welcome.
Thank you.
So you're 27 years old. You had a job in Puerto Rico. Why'd you leave?
I wanted to leave for a long time because of a few things. One was better job opportunities, not for me, talking more for my wife, and crime rate. As of right now, the island is going through lots of economic situations. Last year, I was offered the opportunity, and for me, it couldn't be a better time.
But why is there no opportunity in Puerto Rico, at least as far as you see it, for you and your wife?
I had a really good job. I was transferred from my company. But my wife, being a teacher, and there's a really low payment as a salary-wise. She has been offered three opportunities since we moved over here, basically earning three times what she was offered over there in Puerto Rico.
And what do you think the difference is? Why is there so much more opportunity in Florida than there is in Puerto Rico?
In Puerto Rico, there's a couple of factors affecting the unemployment rate. There's a lot of professionals in the island, for the fact that there's really good education. It is expensive to have a business over there because a lot of taxes. And then a lot of big companies are closing their factories and moving it to Central America or South America or even to Europe. And then so a lot of people are being fired constantly because of the economy. And also, I will say crime rate. People are looking for something better for their family.
Is there anything, do you think, that would turn Puerto Rico around, though? Is there something that would bring it back?
I believe that Puerto Rico will be back. The economy will come back again. I know it's going to take a few years, but I believe that a lot of things has to be changed. First, the government, basically, the island, the government was spending more money than what the island was producing. And so I believe that it will take a lot, but there's a lot of areas that are not being exploited. There is lots of terrains and land that could be cultivated and used for agriculture, and Puerto Rico is actually importing most of its food instead of producing it. And also the tourism, I believe the tourism can be exploited, and it's not. We're not doing it.
Well, do you think that you'll ever go back?
I might, yes. I love my island, and if I ever have the opportunity, both between economic and also if it's a safer place to be, definitely I would consider it. Most of my family have moved over here, so maybe that could be a subject me and my wife can discuss to see if in the future it's worth it or not.
You are expecting your first child, you and your wife.
That's right.
Expecting your first child right now. Did that factor into why you left? That you don't want to bring up a kid in Puerto Rico?
Yes. Yes. That was one of the biggest reasons. It was, you know, thinking about family. I would say that I was scared about raising a child in the island because specifically the crime rate. And right now the schools, the public schools over there, they're reducing schools and closing schools because a lot of kids and young students have moved. Mainly to Florida and also to Texas and other states.
What do you miss about living in Puerto Rico?
I would say the mountains and the culture. I live, before moving over here, I had my house close to the rainforest, El Yunque. And one of my hobbies, me and my wife, it was going to hiking. I'm not going to say every weekend, but I will probably say every other weekend we went going around the island and going hiking and visiting different places and staying in different hotels. That's something that I will definitely miss.
That's Emmanuel Carrasquillo, who left Puerto Rico, as so many people are. He left last year and moved to Florida, where he sees much more opportunity. Emmanuel, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me here and for the invitation.